So we are here today to talk about audits, and I'm going to work through or walk you through the various aspects of an IRS audit, and we're going to focus specifically on private foundations. You know, the audit rules really and the process of an audit really sort of is very similar for private foundations as it is for public charities, but private foundations are subject to the Chapter 42 excise tax regime, and there are some additional, they file the 990PF, charities file the 990, so there are some different considerations for foundations than there are for charities, and I'll walk you through those as well. So first, I thought I'd just start with an overview of the sector. And the reality is that the IRS doesn't audit lots of organizations, and particularly many private foundations. In terms of stats that were available, the IRS processed just under 790,000 returns in calendar year 2014, and just under 6,400 of returns of exempt organizations and related entities were examined in fiscal year 2015. And of those returns, only 119 were attributable to the forms 990PF, 1041A, 1120POL, or 5227. So the odds are not incredibly high, although the IRS is certainly emphasizing its focus on using data and to collect information about returns and identify returns selected for audit. And so with sort of this increased focus on data collection and searching through 990PFs, it's quite possible and probable that we'll see more activity, including with respect to foundations.